Out on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, Quality Waterfowl and Turkey Choke Tubes,
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the campfire. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. We're in the bunker, boys and girls, Indian Creek Mossberg Studios, here with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, Kevin Peanut, having one of those beautiful, beautiful Saturday mornings.
I want to personally thank my great friend Murray Anderson and my brother and great friend Tim Chelsovic for putting together this fundraiser, this benefit. Oh, my goodness. My outdoor industry family have just unbelievable, and I can't thank them enough. From Mossberg, Hooks Custom Calls, Federal Ammunition, Drury Brothers, Drury Outdoors, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, Helcon Outfitters down in Old Mexico. I mean, the list goes on. There's just no way I can list them all, really helping with this event to help with our unbelievable mounting medical bills. We're going into our seventh month, and I'm looking at some of the stuff I have here. We've got people in from all over the country, South Carolina, Tennessee, Ohio, Minnesota, to this benefit. The outdoor industry family of mine is just incredible. And once again, from the bottom of my heart, I thank everyone. On this week's show, in this first segment, we're going to visit with Devil's Backbone Outfitters, Joe Hollinshed. Joe and Chance Hollinshed donated two hunts, a whitetail hunt and a turkey hunt, to the fundraiser. Very much appreciated. Great friends, great people, great outfitting business. It's like hunting with family. We're going to go down and let Joe tell you all out there. Here we are in August, talk about the fall hunting, what they have to offer for whitetail, both archery hunting, firearm hunting. They even have some muzzleloading hunting. And it's all managed property, thousands of acres, beautiful Missouri Ozarks. And it's a great place to go and a great place to hunt, and even better people. So we'll visit with Joe. Then we're going to run up and grab my great friend, Denny Gernick. He's got a book out called In the Land of the Bear. Denny's been going over to Russia for about 20 years hunting bears, takes groups over there for hunts, and he's released a new book. And this is just an unbelievable book, a riveting book. You need to order this book. The information will be in the interview, I'm sure. Denny will give us some information on the book, The Land of the Bear. And Denny's a longtime outdoor communicator, friend, and outdoor writer. We've shared many campfires together, and we'll talk more about that during our interview. Story time this week. Here we are in August, as I said earlier, and the fishing season, and we had a lot of response, and we've had a lot of requests for Old Blue in the Deep Hole, our fishing story time. I guess I'm going to need to do some more fishing story times. I need to update some story times. We're going to be doing that, but we're going to go back to yesteryear down in the Missouri Ozarks and visit about Old Blue and the Deep Hole in the Ozark River Hills. Yes, so that's our show for this Saturday on a very, very exciting day for my family, that so many people have come out and come forward to help me and my family during a really, really tough time for us. While I don't know what to say, the outpouring of love and support and prayers from everybody through my family situation right now has just been incredible. Almost at a loss of words, but really some neat things happened when I was in Mountain View last weekend for the fundraiser benefit. I had some friends that I hunted with turkeys with in the 1970s I haven't seen for 20 years.
Ronnie and Beth Lawson.
Come down and visit. We had people from all over the country and got to visit with them. Mark Lauder from Illinois. We did turkey camps back in the 80s. Came down. Pat Leonard's daughter, Ellen, came down to see me. The Turkey Federation boys. It just goes on and on and on. So many wonderful people. They did an auction, a lot of food. Frank Emo, Smokey Moe's provided a lot of food, a ton of food for everybody. Everybody just got together, and just it was overwhelming for me. The love and support that I witnessed at this event was just totally unbelievable and incredible. And, of course, we certainly thank everybody for their support and their help. My queen is a little better. She's starting to turn around. We're still in a nursing facility, rehab facility. We're not there yet. She's still in a wheelchair, but they finally think they've getting this thing turned around a little bit. She knows her grandbabies now, and she knows me when I come to see her. And we have some more doctor appointments in August and September, and we're really hoping to get her home soon, maybe later this fall. This has just been a terrible ordeal for me and my family, which, as most of you know, started back in February, 1st of February, last of January, 1st of February, and August here we're into our seventh month. And it's been touch and go, and it's been really bad. And finally, starting to show a little bit of more alertness and motor skills. And hopefully we can get this thing taken care of. I can't thank Dr. Day at Washington University enough, and Dr. Snyder and his crew up at St. Clair Hospital in Fenton, and the Mayo Clinic, and everybody that has worked so hard to bring my my wonderful wife back to me. I just, beyond words, it's been grueling, it's been tough, but the support and love from all of you has really kept me going and kept me going straight ahead and looking for the time when I can bring her home. And I thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. I wanted to give you that update. I've had a lot of requests, many, many, many requests, so many requests asking how things are going with us, and especially after all the promotion for this benefit. So we will return to our regular programming next week. We have some regular programming here later in the show, but in this first segment, I wanted to just personally thank everybody and let you know how things were going and what a tremendous success this benefit was. You would not believe how hard all these folks worked for my family. Tim Chelzovic and Murray Anderson, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. So we're going to get into the show, and I'm going to go out of this segment with a song I'd like to dedicate to my wife, my queen, my bride, my girl, by The Temptations, one of our favorite songs of all times. And play a little of that, and then we're going to take it into commercial break and come back on the other side with an interview with Devil's Backbone Outfitters with Joe Hollenshad, Daddy Joe. So this is for you, my queen. I'll come and see you after the show. I love you, baby. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, a little my girl out to my queen. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, going to take you into the other side. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, Ray I Radio. And we appreciate each and every one of you. And once again, I thank everyone for everything they have done, thoughts, the prayers, and the support for me and my family during this really, really tough time for us. With that, we'll see you all on the other side.